Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to the Sum of Us. My name is Alisa.
And my name is Liz. Girl.
No.
Girl, what happened? So we always like say a very brief, sometimes we don't, a very quick hello during the show's countdown. And all Alisa managed to say as we were counting down to the final seconds before we were live on the air is that I just woke up. What happened?
Well, I, you know, I was telling you, I guess, last show, perhaps, about, my hands and you know, the flare up for for everything. And so I woke up yesterday and I'm like, you need to do something. Like I need to see Donna, my acupuncturist.
Good.
And I know she had been traveling. She'd been to visit some family and had, you know, wedding, you know, all these things to do. So I know she was not around. And honestly, you know, I don't think I have had a treatment from her in a while. Well, with me traveling too. So it's been a bit. Fortunately, because I was thinking, you know, she might not even be in town, and I just need to get on her schedule. So she's like,
get her books. Yep.
Well, I saw her last night, yesterday afternoon.
That's amazing.
And so that always helps. I mean, it's going to take a little bit because it has been a while.
And it takes acupuncture takes time. And Alisa, I just have to jump in because you and I, it's insane. I have an acupuncture appointment today at 1:00. it's ridiculous with us. It's ridiculous. I always want to scream because it's so funny. All these years, it's ridiculous. I'm like, of course you're going to acupuncture because I am.
Oh my goodness.
And it takes, it's a process. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's time to invest energy and commitment, address these things. So I'm very glad that, you get to a point where it's like, all right, that's it. You just know what you need to do.
Yeah.
All right. So you went yesterday. And it takes a lot out of you. It's exhausting.
Yeah. And Donna also does reunion healing.
Love that.
When
she
does it, although it's funny for yesterday's, really just because I haven't been there in so long.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, so she really didn't talk about that part of it. She wrote some stuff down and, you know, she sent me a screenshot of what she came up with. We didn't even really discuss it. She just let me sit on that table for a while. And she had, she also does laser therapy. I don't know if she...
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm like, okay, but I'm just like, I'm just getting on the table. I'm just going to...
You're like,
girl,
just do, bring down the aliens, have them probe me,
right.
Whatever needs to happen. go ahead. They can tell me I'm pretty and get me a drink. Like, do what you got to do. Right.
So I think by the time I left there, it was... to 9:00. And I got there.
Oh, wow.
I got there at 4:00, but we didn't go immediately because we were chatting. She still had some things to do, but she let me sit on that table for a while.
I got to cook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, before I came there, obviously I had something to eat, and then she was getting ready to make some food. But I'm like, I need to like. And she did not that she was usually she'll say I made a little something, but she was making something, you know, just getting ready after we were finished. So I'm like, no, I'm just going to go because Lord knows what time I'd get home. But all on the way home, I'm like, I am getting a little hungry, but I had to be really mindful one of the time. And she lives like an hour away from me.
Oh, yeah.
And out that way, there aren't many places that are going to be open. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are, I'm like, I don't know if I'll, you know, like a drive through or something like that. I'm like, I don't know,
yeah, I don't know if I
want to
do,
Bojangles,
Waffle House.
Right. Right.
Yeah, after doing acupuncture.
Yeah. Also given that I'm, you know, have a lot of, you know, inflammation that I'm like,
yeah.
I was thinking, oh, you know, some soup would be good. Like maybe some like miso soup. So I basically just try to find a Japanese or Thai restaurant, someplace that would serve that was open. And a lot of them closed like by 9:30. I'm like, you know, it wouldn't be the time.
Right.
But I did manage to find a place, and I got it to go. But while I was there, I waited, and they're like, "Do you want something to drink?" And I, you know, some places I go, they're like, "Yeah, yeah, we have green tea. You can have green tea," and they don't charge you for it. And this place, they didn't charge me. Yeah, they didn't charge me for it either. But they served it to me while I was waiting. I was thinking, I'm drinking green tea, but oh my God, this might keep me up really late. You know?
Oh, well, you don't know, because sometimes it's caffeinated, or so you don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
But as tired as I was, it was fun. I ate the sushi on the way home. Ooh, excuse me. And then I had a little cup of miso soup that I didn't even have because I was full from the sushi.
Nice.
But I gave that to Anna, who got her tooth pulled yesterday, by the way. So.
Oh, God bless.
Yeah, I didn't know that was happening because she, she woke up really early. I mean, her tooth had been bothering her for a while. But,
yeah.
So I know she really couldn't eat much, so I just gave her the rest of my soup.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I watched an episode of We Are Here with them. They had that on, and then we all just went upstairs and went to bed. And I woke up at like 4.
Oof.
I woke up at 4, and you know, combination of my like around where my ankles are, where at some of the areas where Donna had put needles were itchy, and they were itchy after I got off the table and I went downstairs because. You know, she has a treatment room in her house, and after I got downstairs, I'm like, oh wow, you know, like I'm like, I was pointing out, I said these areas are really itchy, and she's like, yeah, you know, I guess I mean she was just like, you know, there's stuff happening there. I'm like, okay, but I woke up this morning, and I'm like, okay, they're itchy. It woke me up.
I had to go pee.
Then I was just awake. And I was awake. Yeah. And then at some point I dozed off again. And then
And that second dozing off, that's the sleep of the dead. And you're gonna
wake
up 30 seconds. I know. That's it's the best sleep because you're just the sleep of the dead, you're just knocked out, but you're not gonna hear the alarm. You're just gonna be out and wake up 10 seconds before the show. But listen, thank you. Oh my goodness. So how do you feel right now?
I mean, I feel like I could still go back to sleep.
Of course.
You know what I did do when I woke up and it was everything like those areas, the ankles were itchy. I went and broke out the old school Vicks vapor rub.
Vapor rub. As you say.
Put that down.
Get
there.
Get out the
like,
Vicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, broke up Vicks, and I have to go back to sleep.
Go back to bed after the show. Yeah,
I was supposed to finally get my nails. We're going to see our nail lady, Mary, with my Aunt Thelma. I'm going to pick her up.
Cute.
And get my nails done, and then tonight I'm doing numerology readings at a graduation party.
Oh, I love it. You're on tour.
Yeah. So, I'm like, oh, man, I am tired.
I know. Well, thank you for doing the show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, like the Donna acupuncture thing was very spur of the moment because she's going back out of town tomorrow.
You had to catch her.
Yeah, I only had time yesterday.
It's good. You needed it. So you got there,
Yeah.
No, that's good. Yeah.
Sooner than later, I gotta do it. And so I'm glad. And we'll see how tonight goes. Like every few years, this client of mine will call me up and ask me to do a party for either, all of her friends, or in this case, it's for her daughter who's graduating from high school. It's a private high school.
Oh, that's great. They're going to love it.
And so obviously I think I've done numbers for her daughter before, but whatever, I'll do it. I was noticing my throat is feeling a little and so okay, I'll do the best I can.
just rest up. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
You'll be just fine. I had stopped acupuncture for a while. I was getting remote sessions from my girl in Albuquerque, but I was like, I was dealing with a little, I think I pulled something from working out or just walking too much or whatever, and it was just beginning to bother me, and I didn't want to deny it. And of course, it's so helpful to really be in touch with energy as we are on this show. It's really, really helpful. And when it was becoming something for me to be aware of, I made the connection. It was like early April. I made the connection of, oh my goodness, this was the start of my celibacy tour, and that I was involuntary, and that I was literally walking away from an unsafe situation. Mm. And then I also realized, they love me at the acupuncture place because I'm like, this is what's going on. and I put the psychological component of, oh my goodness, this is about, now there's a fear of moving forward, a fear of moving on. Because I'm not throwing those distractions in my face. This is about really, and I really have spent this whole, now it's 13 months, really going dark and deep and really taking the time of just dealing with these buried issues, buried trauma. So I had done so much work on my own that things were coming to the surface and manifesting themselves, or trying or beginning to manifest themselves or show up, trapped trauma in the physical. And it was really, thank goodness it was never really painful, but just there was a stiffness and a tightness. And you know me, I go, 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 go. So I'm like, okay, I know she needs to slow down a little bit and to be present. But I could see psychologically that I would be like at home, because I don't want, anybody to notice that I'm a little uncomfortable or what have you. I also tied it to my mother, because even leading to her heart attack and then her illness and then her subsequent death, even leading to that, a couple of years later, I noticed that she would walk with a very slight limp on the right side, and I'm like, I'm not turning to my mother, and just really, like, we take the hit for the team, look at what's going on with you, and breaking those patterns. And I know I have a lot of patterns where it came to her, for her, she set it up so to set me free. I really believe that. And but I didn't want to take on aspects of her, knowing that I needed to work through that. And then there would be like this anxiety or this fear anytime I would get up to get moving, either at home I didn't want my kids to notice anything. They haven't noticed. Well, they don't know shit anyway. Hello. And I didn't want my students to notice anything if I'm, you know, because when you're lecturing and stuff, you're sitting, you're getting up, you're pointing at the, you know, a monitor, a massive TV monitor, you're, you know, it's physical. And I just knew psychologically, like, okay, this is like both things. So I started going to the acupuncture clinic. Thank goodness we have one that's affordable. And I started going, I think this is the first time I'm talking about it on the air. But when you said that, I'm like, I got to tell her. That's what I'm doing this afternoon. You and I. It's really crazy because it's always in real time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helpful. And I do understand for many reasons that consistency is the key for everything. It's
yeah.
just small, consistent, small, consistent steps. But I'm glad you saw her, and I'm glad that you kind of have to be out in the world tonight. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? I think that's
mm-hmm.
that's good. You'll have the space to relax and rest and recoup, and you're gonna do great tonight. I already know. It's gonna be fun. I already know it's gonna be fun.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's always a good time. This woman, she, I've gone to her house. She called on me because the original person that she would try to get was one of my mentors. Lynette, she's like, you know, 2 years older than I am, but she was teaching energy classes. She's the one that taught me about, you know, grounding and visualizations
mm-hmm.
for all that. So
mm-hmm.
I did that, like, this is around the same time when I started taking classes with Lois. She was teaching
right.
those classes too. So that was really cool, kind of like a get it all together, you know? And
yeah.
And I guess my client now, she was trying to get Lynette to do a party. And Lynette does energy work. She does psychic readings. She does a lot of it based on energy work. She's
uh-huh.
pretty good. But she just wasn't
sure.
available. Well, I guess she gave her my number.
I love it.
And said, oh, well, I know someone who does numerology readings and she's one of my students or whatever. So, you know, like, because I don't do energy readings, obviously.
Hello.
But as far as you know, I don't do energy. No, I don't do energy readings, but but she called. So
that's
she
why we're
emailed
good
me.
Combination.
Mm-hmm. She emailed me so that was a few years ago, and I did the party, and I've probably done three parties with
them. Oh, well, listen, they keep coming back for more, so that's repeat business. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, it's always so random. Like, she'll email me, and like, hey, are you still doing numerology? I'm like, yeah.
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 Hell yeah.
Okay, great. Come on over for this, you know, having people over usually for someone's birthday or something, you know. I'm like, okay. Okay, I'll come on over.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No, that's good. I love it. That's, and I just love that it's just something for you not to think about. You just have to show up. That's it. And present your gift. And that's a beautiful thing. Love that. Yeah. That's good. Oh my god.
Yeah. So it's been, you know, as I was kind of catching Donna up with what's going on, because she's like, "What is going on?" You know, I'm like, "Well, it's this and this and this and all the driving," and because she's trying to figure out, you know, what's triggering you for
oh,
all of this
it's going
to show
to your
up.
Aunt going to Charleston and your father
yeah.
and your mother. It's everything. That's your brother. It's everything. It came back.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised
oh.
at all. It makes sense.
And in a follow-up.
Yeah.
I feel like I just talked to you like 2 days ago, but I haven't because today is Tuesday.
Hello.
I went to another family gathering on Saturday, and this is where I was, a graduation party slash everyone's birthday in May kind of party. And
which would be you, include you.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I saw my niece for the first time since.
Oh, you saw Isabel?
Yes, it's January before we left on our trip.
Oh my God, it's been that. It's been since January.
Yeah.
February, March, April. Oh, that's crazy. That's four months for a little kid. That's like a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they develop and grow so fast, even when they're little like that.
Mm-hmm. So, I pull up. In fact, yeah, I pull up. And I walk up, because there's a lot of cars. We have a big family. There's a lot of cars. And I walk up the street, and she's running around with one of her little cousins. He's probably 3 months older than she is.
Oh, that's so adorable. Oh, my God.
And apparently they had been running, because I saw my sister-in-law. She sees me. She waves at me. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, that's a good sign. You know?
Well, of course. Yeah, that is a good sign.
And so... trying to get Isabel's attention. She's like, you're always here. But, you know, she's running. And it's funny because the person that sees me first, the kid that sees me first, is her cousin, Ethan. Because I've seen him more recently than I've seen her. And he's like, hi. He's like, I'm kind of tired. And apparently he's been trying to keep up with Isabel. And she is
funny.
Fast. She just runs mm-hmm. and runs and runs and runs. So mm-hmm. Anyway, I got to see her. She finally was like, oh, here you are. You know, gives me a big hug. And then...
oh, that's amazing. That must have felt so
then,
good
you
for
know,
you.
Basically, she wants to play with me, you know.
Of course.
She wants me to play with them. So I'm treated like a really big kid. And all the kids are trying to play. Like, we're playing tag. They just make stuff up. Like, tag. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I was not.
I'm the queen of tag. I'm going to watch the kingdom. I'm being my throne. And you must run around and then come back to me.
Pretty much. So
you're right.
We see each other. We play. I see my brother. And mm-hmm. he says hi. Gives me a little side hug. I'm like, okay, that's good.
Okay. That's generous. Okay.
We don't really talk about anything. I talk more to my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, we're chatting a little bit. She's like, she's asking about my aunt. She's like, I'm wondering, you know, if Alvin needs to go and, you know, see her. I said, well, it would probably be good because I don't know when, you know, she's not getting out of this, you know.
Do the math. I don't know why they need to ask you about it. Do the math.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right.
That is, you know, up to him. I tried to get them in on it when they were in Charleston, like last year. They were going to go to Charleston, and I'm like, you know, it would be really good if you stopped off and visited.
Yeah, well,
he's
got to figure that out. Yeah,
but he didn't do it. Whatever. I'm pretty sure he didn't because, you know, they would have said something, but.
That's
response.
That's an educated guess.
That was in the no response
era.
Right. Era. it wasn't too awkward. I mean, obviously around family, he wasn't going to be like, I'm not talking to you. But we'll see. You know, it was just really nice. I was telling Isabel that I have some stuff for her. She's like, oh. I said, no, I didn't bring it with me because I didn't know, you know, I'm not keeping that stuff in the car.
Right.
But I kind of did that with an earshot of,
good.
Of Sarah.
That's right.
So that I'm like, you know, I said, so whenever you guys are available, you know, either you guys can come to our house or, you know, just let me know. It's here. I mean, I have it still. I have a freaking birthday card for, you know, from March.
It's ridiculous. Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's
so,
okay.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it was.
Well, that's great that you saw her. No, I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, wow, thank God. And.
Thank God.
And, I think her mom was saying, oh, yeah, you know, she's been asking about you. I said, well, I'm here.
Well, duh.
And so I don't know if that's her code for saying, you know what, I can't get involved with it because, you know.
Because I'm married to your brother.
Right. And I don't want her. She's got to live with him. So I'm like, okay.
I get my condolences and okay. Right.
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 But so I did get to see her. I didn't even take any pictures because I'm like, in fact, I left my phone like in my purse. I just wanted to, you know, just hang out with her. So.
Yeah. You don't need to be behind your phone.
Yeah. I hang out with her as long as I could.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I mean, I was so tired when I got home. I wasn't even that morning. That was a day where I needed to take a break.
Yeah.
And so it seems like every other day, I'm like, I just don't need to be around a ton of people. I need to.
I so get it. Yep.
And my aunt Thelma was wanting me to, you know, come see her and
boundaries.
Like, I just
boundaries.
Don't have the energy.
Nope. You have to do that. Good.
And she said, oh, well, you know, if you know, let's go out and eat and you'll feel better. I said, I don't
feel
good.
She'll feel better.
Yeah.
She'll feel better because she wants the company. But no, we have to, this is what this is all about. You know, we have to really be present for ourselves. We are so quick to bypass that.
Yeah.
And and we're done.
Yeah.
So it's not that we're not going to see people anymore. We're not going to be hermits, certainly. But, like, we need to create that space, that spaciousness to kind of tune into what's in alignment. And if it's alignment for us, it will be alignment for everybody else. But we are so late to the freaking party.
I know.
I know. That's I get it.
Yeah. She just, oh, are you back? You're back yet? Let's go get something. I'm just.
Yeah. You're back.
No.
You're her companion, and that's great. But who's your companion?
Right.
You know, who's there for you?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's yeah.
your message? A message. I feel like you gotta. I mean, what's going on? No, I get it.
Yeah, she.
You know, and it's well intended because really is the most underhanded compliment ever. You know, for both of us, like it's chronic at this point. Chronic. How much advice, guidance, support is asked of me 24/7. It's chronic. And the dismissiveness, it's just, and it's unconscious, but it's to bring us back to who we are. It is leading us back into ourselves. We have no issue or argument with forces or individuals outside of ourselves. We say thank you because they are, you know, lighting the pathway to the internal work that we must do. Mm-hmm. Oh, and sidebar, isn't that crazy? The other day by my elevator was a list of tenants that have spaces for this flea market that they do, you know, every May.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I never look at the list. I don't care. I don't go. I don't need more shit in my house. Whatever. I might take a little peruse, but seriously, I don't want to, you know, I'm not really invested. I don't care. But something said, just take a look if you know anybody that's selling anything, if there's any, you know, any friends or neighbors that you like, whatever. And of course, I don't really know. I only am close to a handful of people in my building. It's New York, you know, we keep to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking and I see the name Lois Grant. I had to take a picture of the L's because she was in there and send it to Elisa because that's the lowest of the lowest effect, the lowest of all the energy work of Elisa's mentor that she just mentioned a little while ago. Isn't that insane that something said, look at the names?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like,
that was insane.
You have Lois Grant living in your building.
I'm telling you, that's why she's following me. She is chasing me down. All right. I have the database up. So I'm ready when you are, my love. What do we need to know today? Okay. Oh, double digit number. It's 32. Crazy. To take on someone else's cause is consent to engaging in energies not belonging to you.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a wonderful opportunity or draining. What were we just talking about? So it really means, you know, to be discerning. We don't have to take on everybody's cause, everybody's issue, everybody's question, or everybody's, you know, boundaries. It has nothing to do with the other person. It is not an attack on the other person. But self-neglect is self-attack. And we are so unconscious to that. I'll read it again. It's so appropriate, though. To take on someone else's cause is consent to engaging in energies not belonging to you. This could be a wonderful opportunity or draining. 3, 2. That's so funny.
Send that, please.
I'm sending it right now.
That's funny. Well, the 3 and the 2, we know equal the 5. And so that is about change. And so anytime you do these things, anytime you decide, well, you're growing regardless, but your level of awareness is what makes it, you know, either a positive spin on it or a negative spin on it. And sometimes that changes, like in the moment. In the moment, probably don't feel that good. Down the road,
right. Oh,
I'm glad I overcame that. I'm glad I went through it. I'm glad I had that experience. So the 3 is the expression, the energy, the flow. And I always talk about this, how the 3 tends to go outward. And it has to understand the receptiveness that also has to be allowed. So it happens, but whether you receive it or not is another thing. Because energy flows all the time. A lot of times we are doing other things to block it. We're trying to avoid it, you know, whatever it is. We find a way when we line up to say, I know that I've put a lot of effort out. I know I'm ready to receive, and I'm not going to try to micromanage where it comes from or expect it. You know, like you make these demands from others that you think, I've done this for you, you should do this for me. A lot of times it doesn't work that way. So the 3, I remember another show fairly recently where I said, you know, a 3 is made up of a 1 and a 2. Well, now we have this 3-2, so we're kind of going back. And that 2 is reminding you, that second 2 there is reminding you that you aren't doing this alone, even if some parts of it you do have to do alone. You're still not alone.
Right.
Your understanding of it is that you have to make these decisions, and it's on, you're on your own. But it always has an effect around people or with people around you. There are always other people involved in some way, in some capacity, where that energy has an impact, whether it's negative or positive. That really depends. So the 3 is our what we generally think of as our output of energy, but it's also a receiving of energy. And that 2 is saying, yes, it's a receiving of energy, which then means that you're receiving it from someone else. And you have to include that that option, you know, or that, it's not even an option, that fact that the 2 of partnership and cooperation means just that, that you are in partnership with someone else. Or they're even saying something else, meaning your higher self, still you. But you don't live in a vacuum, still having to do things that are going to have an impact on others, and vice versa. So this message is saying you have got to know what you're getting yourself into. Like, you have to be aware, whether it happens ahead of time or in the moment, or even in hindsight, you know, to realize, okay, did I just say yes to something that now I've got to speak up for? You know, is it my thing, or is it just, oh, I'm just being a nice person like I always am, and I'm helping out, but now this is not really what I want to spend my time doing. You know?
Right.
Yeah, because I love the last part of this. This could be a wonderful opportunity or draining.
Yep. Perfect and for what we were just talking about. It's insane how perfect
yeah,
that is.
Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. So I think the big key word here is consent.
Ooh.
To take on someone else's cause is consent.
Ooh,
to engaging
so right.
in energies. Yeah, not belonging
it's
to you.
It's conscious.
So you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Knowing that it's
yeah.
that it's really like that's not my it's not really my thing. It's not my not my cause. But now you're part of it. And
so that's your consent. Whether you admit that to yourself or you bypass yourself.
Right.
Self abandonment, which we do all day unconsciously, and we're
right.
learning to stop to do that. Thank you, acupuncture.
Right.
Right.
So great message, and
right, that's so appropriate.
We do have a hand raised.
Okay,
so I think keep the database up. I think you might have to do another message.
I'm sure.
Let's see.
Okay.
Let's see. This is area code 415.
Oh, we know who it is. Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
all
Jessica.
Right, I'm
ready. Jessica. All right. Let me get it queued up.
Okay. 3-digit number, 908. Ooh, I love this message. Okay. Miracles are abundant as you are conscious of aligning to source's infinite flow. Old patterns are transformed into wisdom, peace, and clarity. That is a great message. I'll read it again. Miracles are abundant as you are conscious of aligning to source's infinite flow formed into wisdom, peace, and clarity. 908. That's one of the best messages you've pulled in a minute. It's really
wow.
good.
Yeah.
Well, the 908. Yeah, that's great. 908.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. All these big numbers like the 9 we think of as endings and on the cusp of being complete, and that it's also the bigger picture in our everyday life, right? There is always a that sense of the bigness of the universe, so that's encapsulated in this 9, but also that 0 is source. That's everything, and it's nothing. So you're pulling from all the things you've ever done, like and not just you, but all the things that are out there in the universe. Because when we look at the 9 in just everyday circumstances, it's about endings because you've done it all. Like there's so much that has already happened. So there's already an accumulation of wisdom. And in a 9-year, the idea of letting go is also about sharing that wisdom, sharing all the things from the viewpoint of someone who has that history of experience. So inherently, you're coming from a place of experience and knowledge and beingness. Not that you have to do it, that you say it, but sometimes just having that opportunity when someone asks you the question and you are able to pull from something like, oh yeah, this is also relevant to the conversation given the experiences that I've had, and you've asked for it, so here you go. So that's sort of how that goes. But with this 8 at the end of it, that's abundance as well. And so having this wealth of knowledge, I mean that is the money, so to speak, is all the things that you've been through, and being able to turn that into wisdom, like recognizing that is what it is. In a sense, they're saying once you are acknowledging the things that you've gone through, especially the difficult things, that things that you've overcome, as the goal that it is, then that's when you start viewing your life from the viewpoint of someone who's like, wow, I am wise because of it. You know, to be wiser for it means that you're owning the things that have happened to you, and you're also owning the lessons that have come out of it, and you're also integrating, you have or you are integrating that into your life to rise above and to be the better person, the better version of you. So any like shortfalls or, you know, just things that difficulties, challenges, all those things that we tend to talk about here on the show, like, oh, I'm overcoming, you know, physical ailments or you know, job situations or, just, you know, whatever the case may be, in that moment, it's difficult. In that moment, it hurts. It's painful. It's uncomfortable. It's awkward. And then given the space of time and your understanding of how things have done, have come out, where you are now, taking stock of where you are now from that point, then you're pulling all the things you've learned, all the stuff that you couldn't see in the moment because it hurts, you know, but now you're out of that pain or most of it, or out of most of the discomfort, and you're really seeing like, well, what do I learn from this? Where can I take it? You know, what can I do with it? They're showing me like raw materials, and you're viewing that as the gold. Like, wow, there's so much potential here. And I know I've been through it. I know what it feels like. So that 908 is about basically turning your experience into that wealth of experience, into the abundance of skills and opportunities that come up because of what you've been through, the path that you'd already forged and the path that you're going to keep going on. So very powerful message.
It's really reflective of progress that you've been making.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. It's interesting because things that these dreams that I've had years ago are coming back, and I thought that I was not interested in them anymore. And like, I'll go through a period that I will spend a couple days being like, I don't think I'm interested in that anymore and whatever. And then all of a sudden, I guess something clears or what. And then it's like, yeah, I actually do still want to do that. And then I'm like really fierce going after it. Mm. And I feel like, I'm in a good place. I'm trying to rework some things so that I have an easier journey. You know, like, I mean, that's kind of related to what you were talking about, totally related. Like, you know, just that everything's not so rough on the system, you know, like I get emotional about things and just stepping away from that, like, because even now, like I'm speaking to someone who I want to write an article or several articles for one of the local magazines. And I'm just trying to like, there's like literally just one magazine in the area. And, you know, I come from New York and I'm used to pitching a lot of people and people are like very quick to be interested and receptive. And of course you get ignored by some people too, but it's like enough of a bounce back that you don't notice it.
Right.
And here it's like, I'm just, in a way it's sort of annoying because I have to, like, I kind of feel like I have to be real conscious about like how I'm approaching somebody and like, you know, I'm the type of person that like if someone pitches me something and I'm like, no, I don't do something like that, but I could do this with you. They don't really work like that. So it's like a lot of energy, I guess. I feel like a little bit annoyed about it because it just feels like a lot of energy on my end of like, well, what about this? And are you interested in that? Like, this is another possibility. And it's just... I'm just trying to work it so that I'm not like putting out so much energy and like I get like sort of annoyed about it because it's like it feels like more work on my end, you know, like kind of like being like a circus monkey, like, or like a clown, like what about this and like what about that and like so I don't know, you know, but I'm still here for a reason I don't know. I mean, I still kind of struggle with the people and how they do things different than me. And I just still working on that one. Do you have any comments about the whole thing? I mean, I just, it just still sits a little bit uneasy with me. I mean, it's just a little bit, like, for example, like, also, they were going to, like, interview me yesterday for an article that was going out in August. But then, like, last minute, they were like, oh, we're short on page count. We're going to cut that, like, section that you were going to be in. So, like, we'll save you your time. We're not going to do the interview. So now that was my opportunity to be, like, featured in, again, the one magazine in the area. And, like, nothing's suggested for, like, another date. And, like, it's just kind of, like, it was already too long to wait till August, you know. But, like, now it's sort of, like, you know, and I'm kind of going back to, like, thinking bigger and, like, okay, well, just look at, like, bigger opportunities again. But then it's like, well, I wanted to make an impact here with the community here. And, like, when you're in that magazine, you're actually, like, seen by the people here. Like, they're very small-minded. Like, everybody is, like, I don't know. It's just a weird culture.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what I was getting when you were talking was that it's a little bit more of it's like a little game you have to play, you know? Like,
yes.
I get that, you know, for you, especially for you, because you're wanting things to work out the way you want them to work out. The thing is, you are in collaboration with people, and you kind of have to play that game sometimes, because it's such a different market from what you're used to. It's maybe understanding why they do it that way. And it could just be, okay, they're just small-minded. You could say that, sure. And you're still here. You're right. You're still here. So there's always going to be work involved. What they're trying to say, can make it interesting to you, because you can do the work. You've already thought of other ways, but that's how you would do it. So now, when you're trying to work with other people and you're not getting the same type of reception, because they do work differently, they see their lives differently, they see how this whole thing works differently. Maybe the game for you is to keep yourself engaged and not so frustrated or annoyed, is to see, okay, how could I see things from their point of view? And not to adapt it or take on it exactly that same way, but just say, like, how does that benefit this community? And it could be that's how that keeps it the same. You might come to that conclusion, or you might find in that process other ways than of maybe getting them to kind of open their eyes just a moment, in a different way. But it takes that work and that effort to be able to see maybe how you can fit in, to the degree that you can fit in, right? Just to get that, like I feel like just you can just land that one feature, then given that exposure, that offers other opportunities, but you have to get to that point. And until you can, I guess, work that system or play the game or figure, that has to be your, like, that has to be what engages you for the moment. So that you're not coming up against it as like, oh, they're just not doing it the way I want them to do it. They're not your adversary, but it's more of, all right, how do I get to understand them a little better? So that we can maybe speak on the same level. And then I can work my magic by seeing other opportunities or, you know, suggesting other ways. But it's almost like you have to do this game to, on one level, fit in or say, to show that you're like, okay, I'm getting where you're coming from. And now here's an opportunity to maybe showcase some viewpoints that I could bring to the table. But you got to get to that same table. And right now you're kind of missing it, like you're not in alignment with it just yet. So I think the reason why you're still hanging out in that market, in that area, is to maybe learn that skill set. You know, just not that you don't know how to do it, but just to see how, just to do it, in this environment and see. And the reason why I'm talking like this, but I've written earlier on the show, I was listening or I've been watching this show. It's on HBO Max. It's called We're Here. and it's got all these drag queens that come to like small town America and they put on a drag show and they have to be who they are, right? They have to show up and it's like this crazy, it's crazy, you know, because 9 times out of 10, it ends up being okay, but there's a lot of resistance because obviously they are not from around here and they're trying to represent a group that's definitely looked at, usually with disdain. But it's interesting because even though they are coming into, you know, really small towns with this really big hair and full makeup, full costume and all that, you know, they're still reaching out and they're not doing it all the time in that outfit, but they're not hiding who they are either. It's just interesting that even if they come across people who are just shutting down, they're like, they're saying, yo, okay, you know, well, you have a good day. They're not rising to that, like, let's be combative. But they're figuring out ways. They're trying to understand the community. They're trying to get a feel of the community. And it's, you know, they're only there for a week. So anyway, I think it's just interesting because I feel like, you know, not that you have to be the drag queen, but that you're offering a different perspective that not everyone's going to take to right away, because it's not what they do. But it's interesting when I've seen those shows, when I've seen, you know, that those particular episodes, at the end, they've at least made an impact for their market, like, you know, the queer community there, as small as it is or whatever, as closeted as it is, they've been able to at least make a stand or show support and build some type of community. So that's, you know, their purpose for doing these shows is to help support that community. And I think it's taken them, you know, a lot to be able to do that in the time frame that they have. So I know it can be done in terms of, you know, going into a community that's not really yours, but to figure it out. It can be done, but it does take that kind of effort. And it's still a choice because you're still there. And you know, like, there's a reason, there's some reason you're still staying. So I know you can make it work. I think you just have to look at it in a different way so that it keeps you engaged and not annoyed that you're figuring out ways to connect. And every time you make a connection, that's a win. That's a point in your favor. And I don't know how many points you need, but, you know, I know what your end goal is, right, to make an impact in that community. But that's sort of, I feel like that's how you're going to have to make it, because your mind is so active and you really want to try to do so many things. And you're just like, I can just do it if like the right people say yes. You know, if you get enough yeses at some point. And I think you can get that. But, you know, as you're doing your work, as you're making some modifications perhaps, and I feel like with you, a lot of it is just being, like, I feel like you can be receptive, but you're still, like, in your head a lot about, if they could just move it up and do this. So the game for you is keeping your mind in a constructive manner, in a way to keep it so that you're not backfiring on yourself and you know, kind of cutting off your energy flow because you're frustrated, you're annoyed. You know, it's like, how do you turn that into an amusement so that you can keep it moving, keep that energy flowing, and in a positive way so that people can feel that, oh, you know, she really does want to try to work with us. And so maybe, you know, when they don't pick up on any of that annoying, like, I'm annoyed, then they're like, okay, things calm down a little bit and they can maybe, you know, see you for who you are and what you can offer. Anyway, that's what I got from all of that.
Well said.
Yeah, I love that. There's like so much I could, so much to like possibly touch on. But what I'll just say like briefly is that, interestingly enough, they like love that whole drag queen, they like to present themselves as very progressive.
Okay.
So, at least they think, you know, they think that they are. It's a lot of hype here on how great they are. Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, so like if I was walking around, you know, in that DEI group or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, if I was like, then it would be like, oh, we love you, we accept you.
Mm.
But me being myself as I am, not so much.
Okay.
So like, it's not like when I first got out here, I was like kind of toning down the New York, you know, the directness and whatever. After a while, I learned I got to like kind of pull back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fuck that. I became even more fiercer in like who I am, which I thought was very positive because, you know, you want to keep stepping more into your power and you're not like, you don't want to be adjusting because of someone else's
sure.
insecurities or whatever is going on within them. They have issues to heal. But then, so that's the comment about the drag queen thing. So it's kind of funny that you brought that up because I was like, oh, they're all about that. the other thing is that I like what you were talking about is like just keep looking at it as a game. Like it was funny to me on how you were like, I don't know how many points you need because that's like my whole thing. I'm like, I don't know when it's going to actually pop for these people. Like they've had a like kind of stare at me at networking events for maybe like 6, 7, 8 months before they're like, oh, hi, I've seen you. And yeah, let's talk a little bit. I mean, I just, the anger comes a lot from like, why do I have to work so hard? Why am I trying so hard to get in with this group? Like who the fuck cares?
Mm-hmm.
And, there's like the resentment in that of like it's kind of like, I guess, sort of like an anger at spirit too, because it's like, or maybe myself of like, well, why have I been put in this situation to like, and you know, I know it's like, it's good tools, you know, I teach communications also. So it's like more tools in my pocket, but like, or my toolkit or whatever the saying is, but like, what has shifted for me the last like week, I would say, or the last few days is like, hey, let's go back to like focusing on bigger picture things. Like I really like that shift happened for me the last couple days, because for like 8, 9 months I was, or actually more than that, I've just been focused on like the local community and like really wanting to make my mark here. And like get involved with the community and stuff like that. And I mean, whatever, there's a time for everything. So I was really fixated on that. And that just kept bumping me into like being frustrated because meetings would get pushed off, things would get delayed.
Mm.
You know, PowerPoint was not ready to move forward. I mean, it's like, how much whining and dining do I need to do of you before like you're actually able to go on a date with me, you know, like well, whatever.
let me get
to first base or something, but like it sounds so gross. So then like so then whatever, so like thank God like this last week was like, hey, you know what, go back to thinking of like, make, you know, you have big dreams. Focus on that. Keep asking spirit, like how, you know, for people to bring people in to help you with these other things. And now, like, at least if my mind is focused on like, these like several things and I'm like kind of working with like what I would consider normal people that are like, or like open to connecting back with like, you know, maybe big city people. I mean, I never used to use that term, big city people. It would just be like city. But now this is a city, but this is no city. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not. So at least then it's like a mix for me of like, hey, these people are like at retard level. And I know I shouldn't be saying that, but like I do feel like
they are.
And like just go slow, you know, like you go slow with them and you go fast with other people. And then they can like figure it out. Like eventually things pop.
Hmm.
So,
I hate to jump in here, but we're at time. Alisa, you gave beautiful guidance. Jessica, I hope this was helpful. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. please take very gentle care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you.